Very good. Min Kharizm Hadi. Okay, now comes another nice sentence, brothers and sisters. William says, Ayahikku. Ayahikku. Brother, what is the verb? Hakka. Yahikku. This is mudaf. Hakka yahikku. What is the meaning of hakka yahikku? Am I entitled? To be entitled. To have the right. What is the meaning of it? To have the right. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? To have the right. So, yahikku, am I entitled or do I have the right? Yahikku li, for me, okay. So, it is yahikku, okay, brothers and sisters? Yahikku li. أن أدخل في الامتحان. Where is the file of Yahikku, Master Muhammad? Entering into examination. Do I have the right to it? Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So again, imtihan came. Now here something you have to understand, brother. We have so far always observed that dakhala yadkhulu gets a direct mafulun bihi. Dakhaltul masjida, dakhaltul baita. Are you with me? It is always direct mafulun bihi. But then sometimes it gets indirect mafulun bihi. It gets indirect mafulun bihi. This is also explained in detail. This lesson is a little long. We might have to take two sessions, but we will do it slowly, slowly, brothers and sisters. Look at it. When the place of entering, the place you enter is like a house or a masjid, it is a place. Okay? Then the mafulun bihi is direct. But if the place of entrance is an idea, or it is an abstract noun. Are you with me? Then you have to use fi. For example, dakhaltul masjidah, direct mahfulun bihi. Dakhaltu fil Islam. Islam is not a place like masjid. Okay, are you with me? So dakhaltu fil imtihan. Are you with me? Now this thing you will be observing in Quran. All these things will come in the Quran, brother. And if we study these three books very well, then you will know, brother. 90% or maybe more than 90% of grammar of Arabic is studied through these three books, brothers and sisters. Only some other aspects of grammar are left out because Dr. Abdul Rahim felt that because they are not used very often, so he said some other time he will discuss it, inshallah. And as I said to you earlier, brothers and sisters, Dr. Sahib is coming in October, inshallah, with a new book. And all of you will be invited to come and attend his sessions. And he will teach us the more details about the Quran and some of the grammar aspects which were not covered in these three books. So be prepared to attend his classes, inshallah. So, أَيَحِكُّ لِي أَنْ أَدْخُلَ فِي الْإِمْتِحَانِ. Have I the right to attend the examination? فَقَدِّ الْتَحْتُ إِلْتَحَكَ إِلْتَحَكَ يَلْتَحِكُ. To join. Brother, to enter. فَقَدِّلْتَحْتُ مُتَأَخِّرًا. I join the course or study late. Are you with me? Do I still have a right to sit in the examination? What is the answer? نَعَمْ. Here's a nice sentence, brothers and sisters. Man iltahaka. So what is it? Man iltahaka. Qabla al-imtihani bishahiraini. Okay, brother and sister, look at this sentence. Okay, what is man? Man. Man is ismu shart. Pardon? Adatu shart. But it is ismu shart. Pardon? Okay. Tajzimu fialaini. Tajzimu fialaini. Okay, fine. Again, a good revision, brother. Fine. Where is our first fi'l majzum? But that is not majzum. That's madi. So we will say fi mahalli jazmin. Fi'lu shart. Iltahaka is fi'lu madin mabniun ala fata fi mahalli jazmin fi'lu shart. Did you get it, Sister Mamuna? Inshallah. Sister Aisha? Inshallah. Fine, brothers and sisters. Qabla zarf, and al-imtihani is mudaf ilayhi. Bishahiraini, again it is jar majrur. Now comes fa. Has to be a reason. Falahu haqqud dukhuli fil imtihan. What is first, we have to figure out what is lahu? Jar majrur. What kind of a sentence is this? Jumla ismiya. What are we looking for? Mubtada and khabar. So where is our mubtada? Hakku. Mashallah. Mashallah. So what is this lahu doing here? Jar majru. Shubhu jumla. Khabar. Mukaddam. Mukaddam. And hakku is your mubtada muakhar. Bahuwa mudaf. And dukhuli is mudaf ilayhi. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Now what will you say? Al-jumlatul ismiyatu fi mahalli jazmin jawabu shart. Gosh, you got it. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, you got it, brothers and sisters. And fa al-fa'u waqiyatun fi jawabu shart. Very good, brother. This is how, inshallah, when you read the Quran, you will find it out. Okay. And without the study of conditional sentences, you really cannot understand Quran in detail, brothers and sisters. The study and understanding of conditional sentences is extremely, extremely important to study Quran. Hamid. Ya Ustad. Sa'ribu ghadan. Translation, brothers and sisters. I will remain absent tomorrow. Let us translate the sentence before it, brother. Whosoever joins before the examination by 2 months, means whosoever joins 2 months before the examination, he has a right of entering the examination. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, sometimes the meaning is so simple. And I think that you know it, you know. But again, whenever I remember, I will translate it, brother. Ya Ustaz, sa'aghibu ghadan. I will remain absent tomorrow. Wa ba'da ghadin. And day after tomorrow. Are you with me? Fa'inni. Fa'innani or inni, both are same thing. Fa'innani musafirun illa juddah. Fa'arju samaha. So I request your permission. So I request the permission. Al-Mudarris, brothers and sisters. Al-Mudarris. What is he saying now? Ala Buddha min haza safari. Brother, we did this Buddha before. What is the meaning of Buddha? Escape. To escape. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? So here is La Buddha. What is this la? La nafiyatu lil jins. A very strong statement, brother. La Buddha, and you know, min has to come after la Buddha. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, if there is a master muawwal comes after la Buddha, are you listening, Sister Sukhaina? Huh? If master muawwal comes after la Buddha, then min can be dropped. It's optional. Are you with me? We did it. You can again see it. You can again check it out, brother. Then it is possible, it is permissible to drop the min. But here we do not have master muawwal. Here we have, brother, here we have shibu jumla. Min haza safari. Min harfjar haza ism majrur and safari badal. What is the meaning of la buddha? Ala buddha? Is there no way of your escaping it? Is there no way of your avoiding this trip? Or you can say, is this trip absolutely necessary? That is the meaning of it. Is this absolutely necessary? Naam. Wallahi. Innani or inni. Wallahi inni mudtarrun ila zalika. What is the meaning of this? By God, I am compelled, forced to it, to that. I am forced. So what kind of a verb is the, word is this? It's ismu maful. So what is the id tarra? Okay, now tell me, brothers and sisters, what is the base form? Darra. Darra yadurru. See, all these things should come to us in a quick succession. Darra yadurru. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Remember? Darra yadurru. Ya Ustad. Ana la uridu an ajlis huna. Tahta al mirwahati. Li anna zalika yadurruni. Because it hurts me. From darra yadurru, we come to id tarra. Form 8, inshallah. Okay? Wallahi inni mudatarrun ila zalika. So, ila has to come after id tarra. It has to come. Id tarra. And what is the base of it? Darra. So, bring darra into form 8, id tarra, then ta change into ta. Got the idea, brother and sister? Alhamdulillah. La bas. What is the meaning of la basa? Again, la nafiyatul lil jins. No problem. Don't worry. It's okay. Okay. Now, the next sentence, brother and sister, iza, again, iza, ismu shart. Ismu shart. Iza ghairu jazimin. No jazam here. Iza mararta bi maktabatin. If you pass by a bookstore. Are you with me? Iza mararta bi maktabatin. If you pass by a bookstore, hunaka, there, fashtari. What is this fashtari? Amar. Amar. Jawabu shart. That is why it's a talabi. So fa came. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Fashtari li kitaban. Okay. Kitaban. Buy for me a book. Okay. Ismuhu al muslimuna ala muftarikit turuki. What is the translation, brother? Muslims at the crossroad. So, muftaraku turuki Muftarakut Turuki, crossroads. Huh? Crossroads. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? When you say Allah, Muftarakit Turuki means at the crossroad. At the crossroad. So what is Muftarak? But it is Ismu Makan. What is it? Ismu Makan. Huh? It points out to a place. It's Ismu Makan. I want to throw something at you now. Are you with me? Kitaban. What is Kitaban, brothers and sisters? Mafulun bihi. More than that, it's a noun. More than that, it is indefinite. If an indefinite noun comes, are you listening? Followed by something else, like a jumla, or fi'liya, or jumla ismiya, then that jumla will become, are you listening? What will it become? Naat. What will it become? Naat. Now I said to you, I'm throwing something at you. Later on we are going to study this in detail. Huh? So what is kitaban? Okay, kitaban is mafulun bihi. Then what is ismuhu? Huh? Ismuhu, that whole jumla describes the book. So it is something that describes the book. It's a naat. Are you with me? Does it make sense? What happens that noun, now which is coming indefinite, is definite. Now, just remember, I'm only pointing out to you, we are going to study. If the noun is indefinite, followed by a jumla, then that jumla, brother and sister, is adjective. But if the noun is definite, Sister Sukhaina, then that jumla is a hal. Are you with me? Huh? Then that jumla is hal, brother. Let me give you an example from Quran, brother and sister. La udkhilannahum jannatin. Are you with me? Fastajaba lahum rabbuhum anni la udiu amala amilin minkum min zakarin aw unsa ba'dukum min ba'd فَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا وَأُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ وَأُوذُوا فِي سَبِيلِي وَقَاتَلُوا وَقُتِلُوا لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ عَنْهُمْ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ لَأُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ جَنَّاتٍ. Is it definite or indefinite? Indefinite. It is مَفُولٌ بِهِ. Why it is tin? Jama'ah. Mu'annas Salim. All these things should come quickly to us, inshallah. But indefinite. And what is after that? Tajri min tahtiha al-anharu. Tajri, what is tajri? Jara yajri. Min tahti. Where is the file of tajri? Tajri min tahtihi al-anharu. That anharu is the file for tajri. Okay, brother, it's not written, so some of you may not get 100%. But those who are familiar with the Quranic verse, for you it's easy. Jannatin tajri min tahti al anharu. So tajri is fi'l mudari'. Min tahtihi, min jar majrur. And then anharu is the? What is this sentence doing here? It is not for jannatin. Because it describes what kind of a jannah. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Isn't this amazing? This is the way we will understand the Quran. All these things are missed in the English translation. You do not understand these things. And the beauty of the language, the eloquence, the magic, the power, and the miracle of the language, it never touches us. It flies over us. But not anymore, inshallah. Once we study these three books, and we understand them, there is nothing like Quran in this whole universe, brother. Quran is the ultimate miracle, a living miracle, a perpetual miracle, an everlasting miracle. There is nothing like Quran in the whole universe, brothers and sisters. And Quran scholars have said, remember this sentence, Quran is the greatest mercy of Allah on mankind. Quran is the greatest mercy of Allah on mankind. Because through Quran, we come to know Him. We come to know why we are here. What is our purpose here? Everything the Quran explains us and guides us. So Quran is the nur. But the switch is off. There is darkness. That switch is the language. That switch is the language. You want to turn on the light? Then learn the language of the Quran. Because that language is the switch for the nur of Quran. I hope you don't get bored with my little talk. I every now and then feel like telling you something so that you are still very strong in your, you know, effort to study language, inshallah. Okay, brothers and sisters, we did it. Now we go to, I'm skipping these questions, hoping that you will study the lesson and you will be able to write them. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? What did I say? That you have to write these questions. They are very important. But because we just read the lesson, you may not find it easy to answer the questions. So if you read the lesson a couple of times at home, and then you make an effort, you will be able to answer them. And then if you answer it, then you can check it with Hallo Tamari. Inshallah. Okay, brother, we go straight to Sister Hafsa. We go to number 8. I guess we have to go to number 7. We have to go to number 7. What page it is, brothers and sisters? 198. Uzkur, mention. أَصْلُ كُلِّن مِمَّا يَعْتِي ثُمَّ بَيِّن بَابَهُ. Are you with me? Is it number 7? Yes. Mention the original of everything which follows and then specify the Baab. Okay. Here is an example, brother. You got to do it at home. Write it properly. We are doing it verbally now. انتظر أَصْلُهُ Nazara. This is the way you will write down. So when I say base form, what do I mean? What is the original of it? What is the asal of it? And I say base form. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? Now, what is intazara? Min babi iftala. Zidat fihi. Increase in it. What is increase in it? Alhamzatu. All the time you will write down Zidat fihi alhamzatu wata'u, or you will say Zidat fihi alhamzatu wal nunu. What will you say, brothers and sisters? Zidat fihi alhamzatu wata'u, or you will say Zidat fihi alhamzatu wal nunu. That is form 7. Got the idea? Okay, when you say Zidat fihi, what is zida? Fi'lun madin lil majhul. Mabniun ala fatah. Ta'o, ta'o tanisi. Okay, brothers and sisters, where is the naif file? Alhamzatu. You got to think. Alhamzatu is your naif file. Inshallah. No, brothers and sisters, these are all small things, you know. And I am trying to point out to you to sharpen your mind so that you will always be looking for small things. You will always be looking for small things in the Quran, inshallah. And in any text that you will read. Okay. In kasara, what is the asal? Kasara. Okay. Min bab in faala. Zizat fihi. Alhamzatu wa nunu. So it's easy, very easy, brothers and sisters. In fataha, asluhu فتح. Okay. من باب انفعل. Okay. زيدت فيه الهمزة والنون. Very good, brother. انتقل. أصله نقل. See, base form. Okay. Okay. Fine. من باب افتعل. زيدت فيه همزة والتاء. Very good. Are you getting there with me? Inshallah. It's a very nice exercise. Okay, now see if you understand the verbs. In tazara, you know wait. In kasara, to break. In fata, to open. In takala, to move or shift. To be transported, brothers and sisters. To be transferred. Okay. What is the meaning of intakala? To be transferred, to be transported, to be moved, brother and sister, to shift. What is the master of this? Intikal. And what do you say sometimes when a person dies, especially it is very common in Urdu, uska intikal ho gaya. Now, you know, normally it means he has died. But in reality, when you say intikal ho gaya, means he has shifted from this earth to the other place. Are you with me? What is the meaning of intikal? That he has shifted now, he is no longer here. He has been moved to other place, waiting for his time to come to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? That is the intikal. I think such a beautiful meaning behind this word intikal. Uska intikal ho gaya. Means he has now shifted to different place. Okay. Intashara. See, in Islam, we always emphasize the day of judgment, brother. That is the belief in Yawm al-Qiyamah is the fundamental of Iman. One of the aspects of Iman is to believe in Yawm al-Qiyamah and to believe that you are answerable for everything that we do on this life. You are answerable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and there is a Yawm al-Qiyamah. And if you have any doubt in that, then brother, you cannot call yourself a Muslim. Then you are out of Islam. No. Okay. Belief in the Yawm al-Qiyamah is extremely important part of our Iman. In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Intashara, to spread, to circulate. Intishar, we say. Asluhu nashara. Okay, brother and sister. Min bab iftala. Zidat fihi alhamzatu wa ta'u. See, now you can say with ease and fluency what this sentence, brother. Zidat fihi. Alhamzatu wa ta'u. You can say with ease and fluency, inshallah. In kata'a. Asluhu kata'a. Min bab infa'ala. Zidat fihi. Alhamzatu wa noon. Fine, brother. Intasara. In kata'a means to cut. Intasara. Nasara. What is the meaning of intasara? To gain a victory, to win a victory, brother, to obtain a victory, or you can say to triumph. So what is the asal of intasara? Nasara. Min bab ifta'ala. Zidat fihi alhamzatu wa ta'u. You got the idea? Alhamdulillah, brother and sisters. Now, number 8, brother and sisters, don't tell me you have forgotten again. Inshallah not. Min ma'ani bab ifta'ala al-mutawa'atu. You know mutawa'atu? Okay. Again I will say shortly that mafulun bihi in a form with a file, when you bring it in form 5, form 7, form 8, the file is dropped and the mafulun bihi becomes the file. So this process is called al-mutawatu, means the form 5, 7 and 8, they agree with the other forms, you know. But remember, Form 2 and form 5 have this agreement. And then form 1, 7 and form 1 and 8 have this understanding and agreement. Okay. So here it is, brothers and sisters. Rafatu sauta. See, rafatu sauta. Analyze, brother. Rafa, fi'al, tu, file. Where is mafulun bihi? Sauta. Now we remove tu, the file from there. And brother, sauta becomes the sauta becomes the file. Okay? So what is it? Irtafa sautu, you can say. Are you with me? Here the sautu is mustatir. It was raised here. Fine, brother and sister. But it's coming again. Ta'ammalil misala thumma akmalil naqisa. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Fine. Rafatu sauta irtafa sautu. What happened to the file in the first sentence? It was dropped. And the mafulun bihi became the file. So this process is al-mutahawatu. Okay, brothers and sisters? Malatu kuba. What is the meaning of malatul kuba? I fill the cup. So what happened? Imtala al-kubu. The cup was filled, mashallah. Jamattu tullaba. I gathered the students. So what happened, brother and sister? Ijtama tullabu. The students gathered. Now this process, remember, is al-mutawa'atu. Inshallah. You will keep that in mind. Now brother, number 9. Very beautiful exercise. Very, very beautiful exercise. From now onwards, from this line onwards, we are going to find out about form 8. Madi, mudari, amar, master, ism fa'il, ism maful, everything. تأمل الأمثلة الآتية لباب إفتعل وأين فيها المادية this is مفعول به والمضارية والأمر and then والمشتقات but why قاتي جماعة مهنة السالم it's منصوب and then what is المختلفة For what you will say, how will you end it? Al-Mukhtalifa? Tam. Fatah. You see? It's Mansoor. Okay, very good. So these are the things you observe. Okay, brothers and sisters. Now what is Mushtaqat? Form 8. Okay, what is it? What is the verb? Ishtaqa. Ishtakka, yashtakku, and then mushtak. So brother, what is it? Mu has come. It is ism maf'ul, derived, derivatives, fine. This is ism maf'ul, fine. Brother, what is this mukhtalifata? Ji? Ism fa'il, from form. Can you see the beauty of the lesson? Even in the questions, they are used. Form 8 is used. So, mushtaqqat is ism maful and mukhtalifa is ism fa'il. Ikhtalafa yakhtalifu. Very good. Alhamdulillah. I'm just pointing out all these things to you, brothers and sisters. Now comes Quran, brother. A very powerful verse, brother. If a person has a damir, then it will shake him. If his damir is dead, then it will fly over him. Fi tanzili. But what is tanzili? It's a master. What is the verb? Nazala. So tanzil is something which has been brought down. So Quran is also called tanzil. Inshallah. Yawma nakulu li jahannama. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Are you watching, reading, looking carefully? Yauma. It's a zarf. And what will follow? Mudhaf ilayhi. The sentence will be Mudafilihi of Yawma, Sister Mamuna. You got it, Sister Aisha? Sumayya? Yawma, okay. So Yawma, of course, is Zarf. But then, Mudafilihi is coming in the form of a Jumla. Are you with me? It's coming. Yawma naqulu li jahannama. Jahannama. What is li jahannama? Jar majrur. Why jahannama? Mamnu min sarf. Dipped out. Okay, fine. So how will you translate? That day, you know, Yawmul Qiyamah. We will tell the Jahannam. Allah is the file. Nahnu is Allah. We will tell the Jahannam. What will Allah say to the Jahannam, brothers and sisters? Halim talati. Halim talati. What is the meaning of it? Are you filled up? Are you full? Are you full? Okay, brothers and sisters, so see, this is the scenery of the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Okay. What will be the answer of the Jahannam? وَتَقُولُ. But why تَقُولُ? Jamil is mornas. Jahannam is she. So it is تَقُولُ. هَلْ مِنْ مَزِيد. Have you any more? Have you any more? Are you with me, brothers? So what is hal? Is to istifham. What is this min doing here? Min zaida. But what kind of a sentence is this? Jumla ismiya. What is it? Jumla ismiya. Okay, we are looking for mubtada and khabar. And here comes min mazidin, which throws you off. Because mubtada, we are always looking for marfu. But brothers and sisters, here min is zaida. Okay, for emphasis. Min is zaida. Remove min zaida. What will happen to mazidin? Mazidun. So mazidun is your mubtada. Or you can say min zaidin jarun wa majrurun lafzan marfuun mahlan mubtada. Are you with me? Did you get it what I said? Inshallah. Now, the thing is, Sister Maimuna, where is the khabar? Mustatir. Taqdiruhu. What will you say? Indaka. Indaka. Aapke paas hai. Have you got? So, the Jahannam will reply to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Aindaka mazidun. Have you got more people for me? I got lots of space to fill. I have not been filled up. Lots of space left. Okay, brothers and sisters? May Allah have mercy on us and always guide us so that Allah will save us from the hellfire, inshallah. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? You understood the whole sentence? Now see, in the absence of our knowledge of Arabic language, how we will understand this verse? We won't be able to understand the beauty of it. This is a very eloquent expression, brothers and sisters, needs to be understood and enjoyed. You know, when you hear a lot of poetry or ghazals or song, you always love it. You know, but why do you love it? Because you understand the language. That is why. So if we understand the language, brothers and sister, the language of the Quran, our joy will be thousandfold. It will be limitless joy, which you cannot express, but you can only feel in your heart. Inshallah. Next one, brothers and sisters. Qala ta'ala wa'amur fi al-amr. What is the madi? Amara ya'muru. Amara ya'muru. Okay. Wa'amur. Ahlaka, your family, bisalati, wastabir, form eight, and be patient. What is the meaning of istabara, sabara? The meaning is same. Be patient on it, okay? Have patience, okay? So here also, The ta change into ta. Fine, brothers and sisters. Alayha. Ha is your salat, brother. Very good. Prayer. Number three. Astami'u. What is the meaning of astami'u? I listen. I listen. Is mudaria. What is the base? Istama'a. Okay, that is the madi. And what is the original? Samia. I listen. Listen what? Istami'u ila tilawatil Quran al-Kareem min iza'ati kulla sabahin. Translation, brother? I listen to the recitation of the noble Quran from radio every morning. Inshallah. Yakulul mudhi'u. What is mudhi'u? Announcer. The newscaster. The announcer. Yakulul mudhi'u. It is fine. Aza'a yuzi'u. What does he say when he starts his news bulletin? Ayyuhal mustami'un al-kiramu. Ayyuhal mustami'un al-kiramu. So what is mustami'una? Ism fa'il. Ism fa'il. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? It is ism fa'il. Okay. What is the verb? Istama'a yastami'u. Okay. What is the meaning of this, brothers and sisters? How will you translate? Noble listeners, mashallah. You noble listeners. Oh, you noble listeners. Very good. Ilaykum nashratal akhbari. Nashratal akhbari. Here is the news bulletin for you. What is the meaning of ilaykum? Khuz. Take. Inshallah. You got the idea, brothers and sisters? Alhamdulillah, brother. The autu Allah. The Awtullah. What is the meaning of the Awtullah, brothers and sisters? I prayed to Allah. Okay? Fil Multazami. What is this Multazami, brothers and sisters? This is Ismu Makan. This is Ism Maf'ul. But it is Ismu Makan. What is this Multazam, brother? The corner of Kaaba and the door. The place between corner of Kaaba and the door is called Al-Multazam. Ismu Makan. Okay? And it is has been the tradition of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to touch it or kiss it. You know? A nice sentence, brothers and sisters. What is the verb? No, I'm coming to number six now. Ibtasim. Zara muskuraiye. Are you with me? Ibtasama yabtasimu. What is the meaning? Smile. What will you say in Urdu? Zara muskuraiye. Okay. La takun abisan. Don't be grouchy. Do not frown. Are you with me? Are you with me, brother? Abisan. Brother, abisan comes from? Abbasa. Abbasa. Okay, fine, brothers and sisters. Next one. Ittasaltu bi abi hatifiyan. What is ittasaltu? Form 8. Brother? Form 8. Okay. I called my dad by telephone. Hatifiyan. Okay. Wakhbartuhu, and I informed him bi mawidi safari, about my timing of the travel. Got the idea, brothers and sisters? So in this, we are only interested in ittasala, yattasilu. Now comes a very beautiful sentence, brother. I always say, when I come across conditional sentences in the Quran, my heart says it's a beautiful sentence. Because there is so much meaning and beauty in that sentence. Here is brother one. وَمَنْ يَتَّكِ اللَّهَ We can say, فَمَنْ يَتَّكِ اللَّهَ فَمَنْ يَتَّكِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Okay, brothers and sisters, what is man? اسمُ شَرْطَ تَجْزِيمُ فِيَلَيْنِ. It gives, makes two verbs majzum. So what is our first? Yattaki. What is yattaki? Yattaka. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Make it majzum. Brother Hassan? One chop. Fi'lun mudari'un majzumun bi hadfi harfi illa. Okay. Where is the fa'il? Mustatir. Taqdiruhu huwa yadullu ala man. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? I beg your pardon. It has to be yattaki. Yattaki. Okay, brothers and sisters. So, yattaki is your fi'lu shart. It is majzum in its original form. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now, where is our jawabu shart? Yaj'al. Also in its original form, majzum. There is no need for fa. Yaj'al. He will make for him an escape. What is makhrajan, brother? A way out. A way out. Okay? An outlet for him. An escape for him. وَيَرْزُقْهُ وَيَرْزُقْهُ. Now, yarzuq is mautufun ala yaj'al. But we will only say mautufun ala. Our jawabu shart is yaj'al. Fi'lu shart and jawabu shart. Are you with me? Fi'lu shart is yattaqi and jawabu shart is yaj'al. Okay. Min haythu la yahtasibu. Min haythu la yahtasibu. So here, brother, in this sentence, we had two verbs from form 8. One was yattaqi and the other is yahtasibu. What is the meaning of yahtasibu? What is the madi? Ihtasaba. To expect. Allah will provide him rizq from where he did not expect. He did not expect. So ihtasaba means to expect. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Inshallah. Yattajihu. Now what is this verb, brothers and sisters? Ittajaha. What is it? Ittajaha, to direct your face or to turn yourself in the direction of some place, brothers and sisters.